Newsmakers making a difference in our community. Join our own Logan Bajet right now, live in studio. It's time for Coffee Time here on KJDY, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons.
And here we are on Coffee Time. We're sitting down with Sammy Bell of the Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild. Sammy, how you doing?
I am doing well. Good morning.
Awesome, and good morning to you. Thank you for coming into the show here. And you know what? I'm excited. I think this may be the first quilt person I've had on the show.
Seriously?
I think so. Ah. I don't know where I am. I'm behind on the eight ball on that.
You are. There's so many in this county.
Well, good. Well, you know what? That means we'll have plenty to talk about, and I'm really excited to do that. So, starting this off, let's talk about the Quilt Guild. I know we have several activities that we're going to want to mention that's happening very soon, in fact, probably right now. But can you tell us just a little bit about the Guild and kind of your mission there?
Sure. The Quilt Guild started about 3.5 years ago with a group of 6 people. We're now at about 25.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's grown really, really well. We do a lot of teaching through our guild. We also partner with the Sleep in Heavenly Peace Project. So we make the quilts that go onto the beds that are built for the children.
Oh, cool. That is amazing. I didn't know that. And so each bed that they make, you have someone from your organization make a quilt for that?
Probably not for every bed, but most of the beds, yes.
I see. We do. Well, how cool. And are you free to join, or is there a membership? Or?
There is a membership. It's $25 a year. And throughout the year, we do a lot of teaching, and the techniques have risen exponentially within the quilting group. These women have just, and actually there's men there as well, but there's children. Our age range is from 7 to 93.
Oh, really? All ages then.
Yes.
And that's fantastic that folks have that outlet here in our small Grant County.
There are 2 guilds in this area, but yes, is established. It's a Grant County Peacekeepers.
Okay.
They have been around for quite a long time. They have different projects they work on, so we work on our projects, and so we work in conjunction with each other.
Oh, that's good to hear then. Well, nice. Well, okay, so we have our Harvest Fest that's starting today, and we have this all fun stuff that's going on. Can we?
It's amazing what we're doing. I'm so excited.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, this actually started out with the Quilt Walk itself.
Okay.
And then this started in July, Quilt Walk. You see the blocks around town.
Yeah.
And we have prizes. You go out and you can get 15 signatures, pick up your pamphlet, get 15 signatures. There's 33 out there. And you prizes are $250 cash.
Oh, wow.
First place. Second place is a $100 gift certificate to Chester's. Third place is $100 in greenbacks.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, there's a lot of people involved with this. The Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development, Oregon Rain is involved with it as well.
Oh, good. And so it's kind of like a scavenger hunt deal. Do folks just stop by any place that they see a block?
And grab a brochure, have it signed, and then put your brochures in the Grant County Chamber of Commerce, and that'll end there today.
Ooh.
And then from there, you have to bring it down to the quilt show, which is happening today.
All right. Well, that makes it nice and easy, and to wrap all those things up. And so you'll be drawing and all that.
Right.
Later on, just probably this weekend?
Well, we are drawing at 5:30 Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, you know what? I'm looking at our time here. In fact, we need to take a short break. But
perfect.
When we come back, let's dive right into this whole festival.
We've got a lot going on.
All right. And, of course, we're on the air here with Sammy Bell of our Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild. We're on Coffee Time. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Coffee Time will be right back.
Need a new propane water heater or direct vent furnace? Now's the time to schedule your installation at Ed Staub & Sons. For a limited time, purchase any Rinnai propane appliance and get $200 off, plus 100 gallons of propane free. You heard that right, free. Don't wait. Call Ed Staub & Sons in John Day today, 575-0804. Get $200 off any Rinnai appliance, plus 100 gallons of propane free, but only for a limited time. Offer limited to current and new Ed Staub customers in Grant County.
Great news! The city of John Day has three capital improvement projects that are slated to be finished in the next few weeks. New downtown John Day parking and restrooms are being constructed. The Charlet Heights Intersection Improvement Project is nearly complete, and the Hill Family Riverfront Park is well underway. For more information or contact details for the city of John Day, log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com or call 575-0028.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way. Now, here's Logan Bajet.
And we're back with Sammy Bell, Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild, and talking about the Quilt Festival happening this weekend. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It really is. We've got people here from all over Oregon and Washington. Got quilts in from California, from Baker Burns area. They're just participating in some beautiful, beautiful quilts.
Oh, really?
Very talented people. We've got vendors in from Mount Vernon, Prairie City, and Burns.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they were coming from that far away.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, that's fun. And so you're set up in the Grant County Fairgrounds Pavilion.
We are.
And when does it officially begin today?
Today at 3 o'clock. It runs today from 3 to 7.
Okay.
And it runs tomorrow from 10 to 6.
Mm. Oh, nice. All day tomorrow.
All day tomorrow. Ah. And there's food and there's lots of things. Yeah, Zach Denny has gotten prizes that are amazing. The Traeger is one of the prizes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remember him telling us about that.
Yeah.
And so that's in conjunction with the whole Harvest Festival. So they'll have all their activities and stuff going on at the same time. You'll have your quilt set up.
That's
and we
right.
can just do everything.
There's something
all at once.
For everybody.
That sounds nice.
Everybody.
Well, good. Well, what do you know what the food is going to be?
Well, the Mama's Kitchen is going to be there, and I'm not sure what other. There's a couple food trucks, I believe, that are going to be there as well.
Uh-huh.
Mama's Kitchen is set up in the pavilion, and we have a lot of vendors. I think he's got like 35 vendors or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot out there.
Wow.
And we have three vendors on our side. We have from Burns,
okay.
and from Prairie City, and from Mount Vernon.
Oh, wow. Interesting. And so that those will be actual opportunities where we can buy a quilt if we want.
Well, you can buy quilts there, yes. There's quilts for sale. There is a lot of products for sale, a lot of cloth for sale.
Oh, I see.
On with show specials, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're doing demonstrations. Jean Miller, she's a Mennonite. She is doing demonstrations today and tomorrow on hand quilting.
Oh, wow. Now, I bet that is probably a pretty extensive process.
It is.
Because, I mean, regular quilting is...
She does an amazing job.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And that's going to take place in the pavilion
as
well?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll just be able to sit around and watch her technique.
And she'll let you try. She's set up to let you do the quilting itself so you can try it out.
Golly.
And it's going to be fun. And I'll be doing demonstrations on some new products.
Oh, really?
Some tools, actually.
Ooh. Now, that's exciting stuff.
Not
as well.
Hammers and saws. These are tools for quilting.
Quilting tools. Yeah. Well, you know, at that, Sammy, I'm quite curious myself. How long would you say, if you were to make just I don't even know what a standard quilt would be, maybe a full-size bed quilt, a full bed quilt, how long would that take you with your machines and everything?
Me?
Well,
that's not fair.
Yeah, okay.
I did a quilt top in 3.5 hours.
Holy cow, really?
But I have the right tools to do it. Yes, but most of the time, quilts will take you weeks.
Weeks, that's what
weeks
I thought.
Weeks to do, yes, weeks, many weeks, sometimes months.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes years, depending on who it is.
Sure, and how much you need to
and
put into
how
it.
How much, yeah. It's just to make a quilt itself, a double quilt, which is a regular bed quilt.
Okay.
Usually runs, you have about $200 to $225 in fabric just in the quilt top.
Just in the top?
Just in the top. Then you have the batting, then the backing, then you pay a long armor to long arm it, or you hand quilt it.
Oh, wow.
So either way, and I am a long armor, so I long arm four people, and you know, it's an amazing process. And if you go down there, you'll see some of the beautiful work that's done by long armors.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be good to check that out. And with the hand quilting method, I'm sure that just that's even more extensive.
That is a tradition.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think back, I mean, I still have quilts that my great-grandmothers have given me, and they're still in pristine condition. And so these are, you know, items that can last for years and years, decades and centuries.
Even. Many, many generations, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, and again, they last, depends on how long it takes, how tight you hand quilt, or how tight you long arm your quilt.
I see. So this is really going to be an event here at the fairgrounds for everyone.
Yes,
for
it is.
For someone who's clueless, like myself, for the novice quilter or even the expert quilter.
People think that you know, you'll quilt someday when you have time, or you'll quilt someday when somebody will teach you. But there is so much out there to learn. Joining a guild, joining a guild, you learn to quilt through a guild.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know then. And so at that, you said there are opportunities for folks to join yours?
Absolutely. There's a booth down there. The Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild has a booth. We have auction items, and we'll talk about that in our next segment.
Good. All right. Well, thank you very much. And gosh, you made that segue so easy for me,
I know,
Sammy.
Didn't I?
Thank you. Yeah. And at that, we're going to take our second break here, and we'll be right back with Sammy Bell, Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
Great news! The City of John Day has 3 capital improvement projects that are slated to be finished in the next few weeks. New downtown John Day parking and restrooms are being constructed. The Charlet Heights Intersection Improvement Project is nearly complete, and the Hill Family Riverfront Park is well underway. For more information or contact details for the City of John Day, log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com, or call 575-0028.
Need a new propane water heater or direct vent furnace? Now's the time to schedule your installation at Ed Staub & Sons. For a limited time, purchase any Rinnai propane appliance and get $200 off, plus 100 gallons of propane free. You heard that right, free. Don't wait. Call Ed Staub & Sons in John Day today, 575-0804. Get $200 off any Rinnai appliance, plus 100 gallons of propane free, but only for a limited time. Offer limited to current and new Ed Staub customers in Grant County.
Don't worry, there's more Coffee Time coming your way right now. Here's Logan Bajet.
And we're back with Sammy Bell with our Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild. And before we left off here, we were talking about some fundraising opportunities and even a raffle that's going to be happening here at our quilt festival. And so exactly, do you have going on there, Sam?
We have, thanks, Logan, we have 2 raffles for the guild.
Okay.
And one's for the church, which is the Nazarene Church. We're raising funds for the rebuild of the Nazarene Church, and that is a quilt. It's in monochromatic color. It's grays, blacks, whites. It's a beautiful quilt, and it is being raffled off down. It's a king size, 105 inches by 105 inches.
Oh, wow.
Big quilt. Mm-hmm. Yes, it'll fit over anybody's bed. And then we have a 4-foot by 4-foot barn quilt block. And it's made out of wood. It goes on a barn. It's all set up to be just set onto a barn. And that, again, is beautiful. It's done in red, white, and blue colors.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so you can come and buy tickets for either one or both.
Okay. And your money's going to a good spot.
It is going to the good cause. Now, the barn quilt, the money for that goes to the Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild.
Okay.
And that is to support the Sleep in Heavenly Peace quilts that we do.
Oh, I see. Oh, good.
We make about 15 to 25 a year, depending on the need.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
No doubt. And so someone who were to buy this block and proudly display that on their barn, that would almost be a symbol.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're going to be doing that every year.
Oh, cool. Ah, that's good to know.
So eventually, in 10 years, there's going to be 10 barn quilts out there.
Well, they'll be all over the place.
All over, yes.
Well, great. Well, let's talk more about this Sleep in Heavenly Peace agreement that you have.
Yes.
And so they, of course, to catch up our listeners, the organization makes beds right from scratch, and they're beautiful, wonderful beds.
They are.
For children who need them.
Right.
I mean, simple enough.
It's surprising. Before I got involved with this group, I had no idea there was even children who needed a bed.
Sure.
But the need is there. It is sad, but it's amazing that it is there. And for a child to have a bed and a quilt that's strictly made for them, and they can keep with them wherever they go.
That's special.
It is special.
Absolutely. You know, and how fortunate we are to live in our small community like this, to be able to have organizations like this, to dedicate the time to and those resources to our children who, you know, get them off the floor or off the couch.
But our children are our future.
Or out of their brother's bed.
Or out of their mother's bed.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, great. And so you said you make around 25 or so every year.
Between 15 and 25. This year, I think we made 22.
Okay. Wow. Well, have you heard any, say, stories later on down the road of someone receiving a bed and a quilt and, you know, maybe they'll come up to you and say, oh, I just love my quilt that you guys made?
Yeah, we have had some people respond to that. It's been fun, but most of it is done very anonymously.
Well, that makes sense.
So for the children,
yeah.
So and we have a couple ladies, in Carolyn Wall and Bonnie Zick particularly, mm-hmm. and who do a lot of the Sleep in Heavenly Peace quilts.
Oh, okay.
And then Hillary Skinner is the one who is our chairperson for that part of our guild.
Oh, well, great. Well, if someone were to want to join your guild, and if they were to specifically want to volunteer with this project, how would they get a hold of you, or what would be the avenues they need to go down?
Well, they can call me, or they can get a hold of our guild itself, and we meet on the second Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Nazarene Church.
Oh, that's easy.
It's really easy.
Oh,
just
good.
At 6 o'clock on the second Wednesday of every month, and we do take a break during the summertime now because everybody's so busy with canning and camping and family events.
Yeah, you bet.
So yeah, but if they can get a hold of me, it's at my business, it's Belly Acres Twisted Stitchery.
Okay.
And I'm on the website, twistedstitchery.com. You can, any one of those, who can get a hold of me.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's helpful. Thank you for putting that information out there. And, well, I appreciate you coming on the show here.
Thank you.
And talking quilt stuff. This has actually been a fascinating conversation. And
there's a lot of history. We have quilts that are being hung, that have been hung, that are about 115 years old.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And so we'll be able to see those.
You'll be able to see those, yes.
Oh, cool. Oh, how fun. Well, great. And that's going on through tomorrow. Of course, it all shuts down at when? 5 tomorrow?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Well, our raffle is at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to see who wins that trigger.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. And also to touch on the quilt walk. That's going to be wrapping up here pretty soon.
That so we'll be wrapping up with this. Yes, they have to have all of their brochures in by 4 o'clock Saturday at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Bring it to the pavilion if they haven't dropped it off at the Chamber of Commerce.
Now tell me, are these 33 quilt blocks, are they all over Grant County?
All over Grant County.
Oh, man.
Everywhere.
Good, because I know I've seen them in just a few places that are kind of outside of the more populated areas, the more populous, you know, and I'm thinking, and I guess I didn't really know what it was. I wasn't paying close enough attention to things.
Yeah, our local businesses in Grant County have been fabulous.
Good.
They have been wonderful supporting us. They all donate to receive a quilt block in their shop to display it. They all donate towards this cause, and that money goes towards the prize money. And so it gets people in the shop. I've had personally people who've come to my studio and purchased hundreds of dollars worth of stuff just doing this walk.
Oh, wow.
And they go into everywhere, the Lens and True Value, all the ones that are participating with this has been just wonderful. The businesses are fabulous.
Well, that's great. That's good to hear. And it's good to hear we've had success with this program as well. I hope to hear more about it in the future. You said we've got 10 years worth that we plan on doing.
We do.
Nice. Well, good. Well, Sammy, we need to take our final break here. And
perfect.
When we come back, we'll wrap things up and we'll talk more about our Quilt Festival happening, in fact, very soon here at our Grant County Fairgrounds. We're on with Sammy Bell, Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee time will be right back.
Need a new propane water heater or direct vent furnace? Now's the time to schedule your installation at Ed Staub & Sons. For a limited time, purchase any Rinnai propane appliance and get $200 off, plus 100 gallons of propane free. You heard that right, free. Don't wait. Call Ed Staub & Sons in John Day today, 575-0804. Get $200 off any Rinnai appliance, plus 100 gallons of propane free, but only for a limited time. Offer limited to current and new EdStop customers in Grant County.
Great news! The city of John Day has three capital improvement projects that are slated to be finished in the next few weeks. New downtown John Day parking and restrooms are being constructed. The Charlet Heights Intersection Improvement Project is nearly complete, and the Hill Family Riverfront Park is well underway. For more information or contact details for the city of John Day, log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com or call 575-0028.
We didn't forget about you. Now back to Logan Bajet and Coffee Time.
All right, and wrapping things up with Sammy Bell with our Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild. Of course, we have our Harvest Festival and Quilt Festival at the Grant County Fairgrounds, and we were just talking off the mic a little bit how things came together pretty well for this festival.
Oh, I worked with Laura Beth, with Zach, myself. It's a dynamite team.
Nice. Well, that's always good when things can come together like that, and it's a lot of things are going to be happening there. Of course, the pie-eating contest outside of the quilt world. We've got the drawing for the Traeger. That's going to be a big one.
And I think there's four Grizzly coolers that are also for drawing.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we all use a cooler?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could use two of those.
I know. Elk season's coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be gone from the show tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but next week. I suppose I should let our listeners know, since it's Friday, I'm going to be elk hunting.
So. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Then perhaps your name should be in there to win a cooler.
Right? I need that.
Right?
So, okay. Well, good.
Yeah. And there's a lot of events. There's games for kids. There is hay rides. There is so much happening. And food is going to be phenomenal.
Nice. Well, we always love to hear that. And all kinds of fun to be had.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, what else do we need to mention, Sammy? Anything?
I just come down today. Come down today. Come all down right. tomorrow and enjoy. Come down both days and just name in the hat. Buy some raffle tickets. Support your community.
I like it. Well, great. Well, we'll see you out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been on the air, of course, with Sammy Bell and our Strawberry Mountain Quilt Guild. And golly, Sammy, I hope you have a wonderful time and a successful quilt festival as well.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're tuned in to KJDY.
Another episode of Coffee Time has come to an end, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons. Opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY or the Elkhorn Media Group.
This is 1400 AM John Day, 94.5 FM Canyon City, KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group Stations.